All right, Valentine's Day could be good, could be bad, but what we're doing today is stepping out of our comfort zone, right? So over the last 2 weeks, I've been trying to find two people that were ready to just do something they've never done before, put themselves in a very vulnerable place, and even if nothing comes of it, you're just doing something that you've never done before. So we're doing a live Zoom blind date between Rich and Dee. And now I have them on Zoom, and they are about to go ahead and meet for the first time, but I wanted to check in with them before I did that. So we're going to check in with them throughout the whole show today. So we'll check in, you know, in about 20, 30 minutes, and then find out how the date's going kind of in the middle. But before they jump on Zoom and get started, let's check in. First, let's check in with Rich first. All right, Rich, what do you feel in here, Rich?
A little nervous, not going to lie.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never done an online date before, so like this is completely brand new. I feel like a boomer right now.
Yeah, how do I use this computer thing? That's funny.
Right.
Well, I think the best part about it is there's no pressure as far as any obligation, right? Like all you're doing is having a conversation with somebody that you've done a million times.
I am pretty open-minded about this.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm gonna get you guys on Zoom, and what I'm gonna do probably about like 20 minutes in or so, I'll have both of you like kind of step away, mute your mics, and then I'll just check in with you again on the phone.
All right, sounds good.
All right, you go hop on Zoom, and actually, I'm going to check in with Dee next to see how she's feeling before the date starts. Dee, how are you feeling right before your weird on-air live blind Zoom date?
I'm excited. Yeah. I am a little, like, you know, nervous, but more excited, I would say.
So what, do you got a glass of wine with you? What do you got going on in your sit here?
No, I just have a cup of coffee, sitting by my fireplace and just hanging out.
That sounds like the best date ever, actually.
Yeah, I date myself a lot. So.
No, I love that. I love it. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so the guy you're about to talk to, his name is Rich.
Okay.
And he's kind of a new country music listener, just starting to get into
it.
So I'm excited for you. This is going to be, you know, the best part about this is that it's not about finding love. It's just about doing something you've never done before.
It opens a new door for dating differently. And I think that our generation kind of ruined dating by making it all robotic and online. And I'm more of an outgoing person, so I like to meet people in real life. So yeah. I think this will be a good start to something new.
All right, Dee, I'm going to let you go on to the Zoom date, and we'll check in with you later in the show and see how the date's going, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Let's go to Rich right now, who is, like, on this date right now for Valentine's Day with Dee over Zoom. You can see some of it on our social, too, US99 Chicago. But, Rich, you said at the beginning you were really, really nervous about this whole thing. How are you feeling now that we're, like, a little bit into the date?
A little bit. Still a little nervous, you know, just still the first time I'm meeting her and stuff like that. But she seems really cool.
What was your first impression, like, in the first minute or so?
Yeah, I guess, like, I felt that she was just on the same page with me with as far as, like, the online dating thing. Like, we didn't know what to expect.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, like, it helped that she smiled a lot, which helped me smile a lot.
Right.
First minute was very... We kind of hit the ground running, so
yeah.
Like
you didn't have a choice. Yeah,
no.
All right, so before I let you go, like in general, how do you feel it's going? Is there anything you really like, didn't like?
We said like the conversation has pretty much flowed since like as soon as you got the Zoom call thing. And
what's the favorite thing? What's your favorite thing you've talked about so far?
She recommended a show on, I think it was on Netflix, called Evil Genius. And the reason why she stuck out to me because of, she was like, well, you know, I spoke about how I'm a psychology major and stuff. And she said, oh my God, I think you would really love this because apparently it's like a murder mystery thriller kind of thing.
Yeah, women love those murder. They always try to kill us, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, right. My wife loves it. If I go missing, you know, she did it. But you'll never find her. It's fine. Hey, I'm going to let you go back on the Zoom here in a second. And we'll check in with you again later in the show, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, give me two songs. We're going to actually check in with Dee and see how she thinks the date is going now that we're about, you know, halfway through here. It's next on US 99. Dee, how are you feeling about things right now?
Good. He seems like a really nice guy. He's got a lot of personality. He's easy to talk to.
What was your first impression, like in the first minute?
So hard over the internet, right?
Right.
He seemed like he had a lot of energy, like very smiley.
Yeah, okay, so how are you feeling about the conversation overall with him?
I feel like it's going well. Like, he's very easy to talk to, like I said, and we have a common interest. He's studying psychology, and I was recommending a lot of documentaries that I've watched on Netflix.
Are they murder documentaries, Dee?
Yes, they are. One is actually the Tinder Swindler. That one just came out.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's the perfect correlation to what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You're like, let me just vet this guy to make sure he's not him.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I know he said he was really nervous about this.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, can you feel those nerves, or does he feel like he's like kind of settling in a little?
I felt at the beginning that he was really nervous, mm-hmm. but I felt like I'm pretty outgoing and I like to connect with people. So I tried to bring out like the best in others, and I feel like I'm calm. So I'm not like a hard person to talk to. So I think that helped.
The flight attendant came out with you, someone that like on their first flight, right? Afraid of flying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm used to I jump into things and take a leap of faith all the time. So I'm usually always feeling that energy of being nervous. So I can relate to that.
Awesome. Well, I'll let you get back to the date and we'll check in again later in the show. Okay.
Cool. Thank you so much. This is fun.
Now the Zoom date has totally wrapped up as a blind date. They've never met before. So totally wrapped up. We're going to check in and see how both of them are doing. D in just a second. But first, Rich, are you there? How are you, man?
Doing well. Thank you.
Let's do this. What is your overall feeling of how it went compared to how you thought it was going to go?
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
And I think it was because she was very nice and open and very, like, the conversation went well.
You were nervous at the beginning. By the end, did you feel good?
Yeah. Like, I got off the phone, and I was like, thank God this is over. Because, like, I was sweating my butt off. Like, I was like, man, I hope she didn't see, like, any pit stains or anything like that because of, like, all these.
You were nervous. That's cute,
yeah,
man. Do you have any fears now?
I honestly don't feel that I will be able to give her the attention that she would deserve.
Okay, I get what you're saying, and I know you got a lot going on in your life, but I would say this, and I want you to rephrase your thoughts a little bit, because I want you to think of it this way, because you said something that to me stands out. You said you would be afraid that you wouldn't be able to give her what she needs at this time.
Okay.
I will just say this, that's not for you to decide, but it is okay for you to say that I'm just not there yet. I don't want to do that. That's okay, too.
That makes more sense. You know, that's a better way of putting it, you know?
You also might be selling yourself a little short, because she is pretty awesome, and you might be thinking, and I don't know if this is true or not, but don't think to yourself that you aren't capable of giving her, but it's okay to not want to give and open yourself up.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually well stated.
But I'm glad you did it. You did something you've never done before, and I think that's really, really cool.
But it was definitely a cool experience. I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Awesome, Rich. Hold on 1 second. So now that the date's wrapped up and we just talked to Rich, let's talk to D next and see how she felt about the whole thing. That'll be in 6 minutes on US 99. Let's talk to D and find out how she thought it went. How's it going, D?
I definitely felt like it was less pressure. Like, I could be myself. I wasn't worried about...
So you didn't believe
me
when I told you there's not a lot of pressure because there's no obligation after. You didn't believe me. You had to feel it for yourself.
Yeah, I think you're just really good at helping people connect.
Can I ask you this? Because I couldn't hear what you guys were saying, but I would check in and look at the screen every once in a while. Did you take a phone call?
Yeah, my mom called me in the middle of it.
Stop it.
He told me to answer it, so I did. I was going to put my mom on the read for a second, and
right.
He was like, answer it. And I was like, okay, sure. I was like, fine, mom. Say hello to Rich.
Wait, so he met your mom?
He met my mom already,
on the
yeah.
first date? That's so funny.
On the first date.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Well, I'm glad you did it. And again, there's no obligation to ever talk to each other again, but I'm glad you guys did something that you've never done before, D.
Thank you for your encouragement, because, I mean, I feel like you made it a much better process, and it turned out a lot better than I was anticipating it to go. So
good, I'm glad. Have a great rest of your day, D. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You can't tell if you're laughing with him or at him. Well, at least you're laughing. The most fun afternoons with Scotty K on US 99.